Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Member Spotlight here at Community Geek. I'm joined by Jessica Malnick. Say hi, Jess.
Hey.
She has been very active in the past month, so I really wanted to feature here on the site. I've gotten to know her a little bit better over that month, and she's very, very cool. I'm hoping you guys will enjoy getting to know her as well. So, Jessica, what first drew you to online communities?
That's a great question and a bit of a loaded question as well. I've always been really fascinated by group mechanics and online psychology, even when I was younger and not even really realizing what it was. It's from back in the very, very, very early days of AOL chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Is where I kind of got my start with online communities, and was even at that point in time, it was kind of informal, but from there it kind of just grew. And I then had when I actually got a little bit older and decided what I wanted to major in for college, I majored in journalism, but even at that point in time, it was still because I was super curious, super into the dynamics of how people talk and communicate with one another. And that's how I kind of got fragmented, but that's how I got into community management, is when I realized that maybe I don't want to be in the newsroom all the time, but I still want to have that same dynamics. So I kind of got into online media, and that's how I fell into community management. So that's kind of how I got started.
Awesome. What AOL chats were you into? What was your first one?
Gosh, I started getting into them when I was, I was pretty much a child of the late 80s and 90s. So pretty much, you name it, I was probably in it. And much to the dismay of my mom at the time, I was literally participating in chat rooms when I was 9 years old with God knows who, 50-year-olds pretending to be 10-year-olds.
Oh, God.
Probably was most of those chats. The good old, incredibly disturbing days of AOL.
Oh, yeah, I remember them well. I guess technically that was one of my first online communities, too, now that I think about it.
I mean, it was a lot of people's.
Good times, good times. ASL? It's I got into, board gaming communities on AOL, actually. People that would play board games using the chat interface. That was always pretty neat. I think that's what got me into the whole, irregardless of distance, people coming together over interests and activities, and I never really lost that bug. I guess you're in the same boat.
Oh, very true. And even before AOL chat rooms, and this wasn't really an online community, but kind of sort of has the same type of game mechanics, I was a huge nerd and a huge fan of Oregon Trail.
Oh, yes!
Game. So I'm like, it's not quite the same thing, but it still has that same gaming functionality. And who didn't try to play that with their friends and then put other people that they know in specific situations? So with how you forded the river and all the other fun challenges that came with that game.
Oh, that game is a classic. Love it.
Yeah.
All right. So where are you working currently and how did you get there?
So that's kind of two-part question. I got my start originally from being a journalism major. I kind of got my start managing online social channels and online interactions on the website, i.e. comments, Facebook, Twitter, several years ago for online news sites. And then at that point in time, realizing the directions that newspapers in particular were going, I kind of pivoted a little bit and went more into branded communities. So from there, I actually had a couple stints with communities in the travel industry.
Oh, neat.
As well as for an ad agency, so managing all kinds of different communities and social strategies. And to now where I am today, where I am the community manager for BigCommerce, and we're an e-commerce platform.
Do you work by yourself, or do you have a team that you work with?
Yes. I work with quite a few other people, I'm actually in the support team. So basically I work and kind of handle a lot of the client-facing, some of the more client-facing interactions and building up a community and a large support for her. But I also work very closely with other people in support as well as with marketing. So it's kind of a team initiative.
All right, awesome. What's your biggest challenge right now? What's the biggest, in either in your work or in your general professional interest in community management? What are you struggling with? What are you working on? What are you trying to improve right now?
I would say one of the biggest challenges, and it's kind of an ongoing one, is time. Specifically, just like there's always so much more that you could be doing when it comes to community management, whether it is another initiative to make the community even better, or on a personal level, more time spending like writing and blogging and sharing some of the stories that you have, or like even in something like even something like in the community forum. Like, I wish I had an extra like 5 hours every day so that I could spend more time in there absorbing more knowledge from really, really, really talented people, really, really talented community professionals in this industry who most of them are 10 times smarter than I am. Just being able to share that knowledge and then being able to kind of soak in some of that as well.
Yeah, the forum crawl is real.
Yes.
But speaking of your blog, I checked it out. It is excellent.
Thank you.
And I heard it won an award?
Yeah, it's won a couple of smaller awards and been featured in a couple of social media, PR, and community blogs in the past. But it's, I mean, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Why don't you tell the audience what kind of topics you cover?
Got it. I've been blogging casually on my personal blog, as well as kind of guest posting for some blogs that I know for the past 4 to 5 years. And I typically cover topics, and it's kind of changed a little bit as my interests have evolved, but I typically cover topics around community management, more geared towards online, social media, and a little bit of sprinklings of marketing, PR, and journalism, because that's kind of how I got my start being in the journalism community originally, and then kind of taking those experiences to the brand side.
So I have to ask about the news stuff and your start in journalism, because I'm really interested in that kind of stuff. And I saw on your LinkedIn profile that you were an associate producer at like a local news studio.
Yes.
That sounds really fascinating. And also on LinkedIn, you were talking about how you would like watch the police scanner on the weekend, that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Could you tell us a little bit about what that was like and if you broke any big stories?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely working in local news is definitely interesting, and it definitely is a great learning experience when it comes to multitasking in particular. Because local TV, I mean, specifically local TV and newspapers in general tend to be, and I wish it wasn't this case, kind of understaffed. They don't necessarily, I mean, even to this day, like you wind up, even though as the weekend assignment editor / associate producer on, like, there's a lot more to that puzzle, like including, I did a lot of their, website and social media management as well. And it's definitely a learning experience when it comes to trying to find the right stories to have reporters cover, specifically on a Sunday or Saturday that tend to not necessarily always be the busiest news days, unless there was like some type of like crazy arrest or some crazy like traffic issue. And trust me, there is that all the time. But
well,
yeah,
was it a big city or a small town? Like, what was the population dynamic?
Yeah, it was a smaller city. It was actually in a city where I actually was from. And actually had an internship there before I had gone on there kind of like full time. But yeah, it definitely was a smaller college town. So there was obviously a lot of like crazy, like drunken arrest of college students, which obviously you wouldn't really want to cover. But there's definitely other things that did pop up that were, very, very interesting. And actually, that's kind of actually how I got really into Twitter, because I kind of used Twitter when there were lulls and days to be able to find stories and mine those stories, and actually kind of broke a couple of stories on a regional level just by the fact of show, of just by the fact of how using Twitter to search for those things. And then at that point in time, also teaching a whole bunch of reporters and producers at the station how to actually mine stuff in Twitter, because that's actually when it became, that's when it was just starting to become mainstream, a little bit more mainstream, back in 2009 and early 2010.
Yeah, that was just about when it hit, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and actually got from that, actually got the nickname Twitter Trainer.
Well, that's awesome. I would have loved to have had an internship like that. Sounded like a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Well, it was an internship that turned into a full-time job.
Yeah, that's the best kind. Yeah. Well, let's move on to what area of research, like community science research, what do you have your eye on right now? What issues do you think are really important?
Well, this is going to be a little bit broad, because I really think the biggest thing is more about, and the area that kind of fascinates me more than anything else, is we've seen social media get kind of more modernized, but when it comes to forum software and forum platforms, they've kind of stayed the same for the last 10 or so years. You have your vBulletins, you have the MyBBs, you have Vanilla Forum, which is just kind of almost a little bit like more of a reskin modern version of vBulletin. However, you really don't have the adoption of a really great modernized forum yet. I mean, I think we're kind of starting to see things like that with things like Jeff Atwood's Discourse, but it's still so early days for that, and it's still very much that 1.0 product that I really kind of find it fascinating. I think there's going to be like that turning point in the next probably 3 to 5 years where that kind of starts to change. I mean, there is obviously like larger scale community platforms as well, like Lithium and Jive. But even something like a Lithium, which is great, I feel like they focused a lot more on the social media. Let's have something let's automate Twitter and automate all this other stuff that are social, that really are side functions of the actual online community and the way forum softwares are structured.
Mm-hmm. I've been paying a lot of attention to the new platforms that are coming out. There's a lot of them coming out there with some really interesting features. Discourse is definitely, I think, the one that does forums the best, but of course it has its drawbacks.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've seen it almost all the time, like a new forum software comes out almost every month. And I feel like a lot of them are focused on that like one feature, or they're focused on features that maybe look sleek and cool, or like have that automated social media integration or that automated commenting thing, but or maybe they have a really cool design. However, some of the things that like maybe need to be evolved even more when it comes to like being able to measure and track and analyze data on the back end really hasn't changed that much in the last few years. And that's where, I mean, at least for myself personally, I can't wait until there's a platform that actually has the level of advanced analytics that you can get straight from the back end, as opposed to having to find all kinds of random hacks and ways to do things, be it through Google Analytics or the data that is in the back end.
Yeah, forum hacks.
I mean, I would love to be able to have, like, how awesome would it be to be able to have customized advanced community manager reports that actually tell you actionable data that you can give directly to your boss and your stakeholders at the company that you work, that without having to completely find custom ways of doing things from pulling one thing here, one thing there, one thing the way there as well.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the coolest thing you've done, like, ever?
Long term, I think some of the that's a loaded question, and I'm still trying to draw on like what would be the most proud achievement I've had. But when it comes to, I mean, on a smaller micro level of that, I think every time that like I can I love connecting people. So every time I can connect one person with somebody else that I know can mutually help them, like help each other, and they didn't know each other until like I introduce them, that's kind of like on a smaller level something that I really, really enjoy. When it comes to a bigger achievement, I don't know, like I still I wasn't really prepared to answer that.
Don't worry, there's no wrong answer. I actually like the answer that you gave. That's really cool. Yeah, it's a good feeling to be able to make connections between people. We were talking about that with Christy Fedora on the podcast the other day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's powerful.
All right, Jessica. If Community Geek members are interested in following you, following what you're writing and what you're doing, where should they go for that?
I would say go to my blog. Yeah, you can find my blog by just going to blog.jessicamalnick.com. That's tend to be where I tend to write the most frequently. Even though most frequently it's probably about once or twice a month. Or obviously, check out any of my comments or discussions that I participate in right in the Community Geek. I'm pretty active in there as well. Or at least I try to be.
I think you do great. And we're very happy to have you here. All right.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the Member Spotlight. As always, if you're not yet a Community Geek member, definitely go, man. www.communitygeek.com. Come check it out. And if you like what you see, subscribe. We've got an awesome and growing community of community management experts like Jessica and many other people. You can check out some other member spotlights we've had. And who knows? You come in here, you get really active, you participate, contribute. Maybe I'll feature you someday. So swing on by, check out Jess's blog, check out communitygeek.com, and have a great week.